Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There is now a new dimension beyond that which is known to man. It is an area which we call the Judgment Zone.
Jerk or Justified is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on the Breakfast Buzz.
Okay, the Buzz, tell us what's going on.
Okay, well, the lottery, the big jackpot on the lottery, had me and my partner like dreaming a little, like, what if we won? You know, like a lot of people dream, what would you do if you won? So, this is of course hypothetical, like, mm-hmm. you know, not like we have, what was it, 900 something
yeah,
million dollars?
Yeah, it's up to 970. Was last night. Nobody won. Now the Powerball's tonight.
Yeah, it's crazy. So, anyways, we were talking, and I just feel like if we won, I don't care if it's like $1 billion practically. Would we have to share that with my partner's mom?
Why don't you want to?
No, let me explain a little more. Because, I mean, I'm really lucky. My parents are awesome.
Yeah.
My parents adore both of us. They're wonderful. But mm-hmm. her mom is just this terrible woman who has never accepted us as a couple.
Oh.
And she's like super judgy. And like, I almost wish that she would completely cut off contact, because it would be easier to deal with than someone who like insists on being in touch now and then and being really judgy and horrible.
Mm.
So I feel like it would be very sweet to not give her a dime.
Wow. Okay. So.
Oh God, you're not going to win now because you have this that right, Scott. The universe will not make it happen now.
The bad karma.
Yeah, that's right. That's bad karma.
You
have $1 billion or
right.
whatever it is,
right.
whatever ridiculous amount of money is. You won't shave off maybe $1,000. I mean, you just have to give her a little bit.
Oh, that's right. Maybe like we could give her a $500.
Oh my God, yeah. That would be a slap in the face.
Get her a nice edible arrangement or something. I mean, do
something.
Oh
my God. Okay. All right. So jerk or justified to. You want to get, if you won the lottery, you're going to peel off some for your parents, but not for your partner's parents or mom. Mm.
Yeah.
Now, wait
I
a
mean,
minute.
Or at least, like, peel off a big chunk for my parents and
yeah.
a sliver
but, okay.
for her mom.
So I'm assuming you're calling us because your partner isn't, that didn't make her happy, right?
Well, I feel like she wants to be on my side, but she can't.
Ah, one of those.
Trapped in Mommyville.
Is that fair?
Mm-hmm. All right.
We'll see. Okay, I'm going to put my tally under. Ah, you can't. As much as it's going to hurt, it will pain you. But you can't. You have to give her some. You have to.
So you say.
I think you would be a jerk if you cut off mom when you win the millions, billions, quadrillions.
I say justified.
You do?
Yeah, man. You get
wow.
what you put out, right? You get what you put out.
Right.
That's the bottom line. If you tried to rectify it left and right and up and down and no, there's no acceptance on their end, then you get what you ask for.
Well, maybe this will buy her love.
Have
you ever thought of that?
Just what you need. More fakeness. In the.
All right.
Okay.
All right. All right, fine.
Listen off air and good luck, and we wish you the best in winning the lottery.
Yeah, call us.
If you win.
Thank you. Yeah. If I win, I will call you, and I will tell you how good it feels to not give her anything or barely anything.
Now, wait a minute. If the jury says you would be jerk, then you have to follow what the jury rules.
Yeah, right. Bull crap. Oh, 970
right.
million.
I kind of forgot about that. I was so excited.
All right, good luck. Thanks for calling the Buzz. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Zone.
It's a good one this morning.
It is a good one. Okay, so we're on Facebook Live, though, everybody. And wait a minute, let me admit, I'm letting Jill Schlesinger in on our conversation, too, on Facebook Live.
Okay, that sounds
okay.
good.
All right.
So, Jill, to catch you up and anybody else who is just joining us, we had a listener call up and say she was just playing a hypothetical with her partner about winning the lottery. And she's like, of course I'm going to give my parents something because they're so sweet and they're good people. But my partner's mom, what did she say, Scotty, has never really embraced us. Uh-huh. So I don't want to give her anything.
Wow.
You get what you sow, right? You reap what you sow.
So to not share the wealth with both sets of parents, jerk or justified?
That is the question. I say justified. Karma is entitled... You know what I'm talking about.
Well, I say it's jerk because for that reason, karma's going to bite you in the ass. Just, you have 900 gajillion dollars. What's a little bit of it, right?
Well, yeah, but our calls at 222-2899. Well, let's get to those first. I'll get to see what Jill says on it. And welcome, by the way. Thanks for coming on with us this morning.
Hey, thanks. I got to get myself better lit. This is terrible stuff that I've set up for you. I came straight off the treadmill.
Did you really?
Last week was a Peloton. This week is the treadmill.
Oh, okay. I was going to say. All right. Let's go to these calls here at 222-2899 on The Buzz. Good morning. Is it jerk or justified to win the lottery and not share with your partner's mom because she's not a nice person?
Oh, my gosh. She's so justified.
I agree.
Bite you in the ass, Tony, if you cut people off like that. You've heard those lottery horror stories. They'll come and kill you or something.
Oh, geez, Sandy.
Well, you hear it all the time.
So I would say if, you know, you can do whatever you want with your money. If you don't want to give it to her, then don't. If her partner wants to give it to her mother, have her take it. You know, I mean, that's fine. But I would say no.
Yeah, you reap what you sow.
Okay, but think about this. Her partner is torn right now, so you're making it difficult for her partner because the partner kind of wants to but kind of doesn't. So now you're putting her in a tough spot. You share with your family. Now it's going to create tension and just an awkwardness between you and your partner. Is it worth it? You got so much money. You're not going to even notice.
Yeah, it's just somebody who deserves that.
Thank
That's
you.
That's how I look at it. I'm so mean, you know, but
that's why we love you. Thank you. I love Tony. Hi, to Buzz. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
She's a cheap jerk.
Ah, Donzo, really?
Sure. Donzo's very, very loving with, you know, he's very generous.
Yeah.
I would, even if I hated my kids, I'd give them something. Are you kidding me?
But it's her mother-in-law. I mean...
No better way to put the divide even further apart.
Right?
Okay. That's another angle.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks.
It's not worth it. Thanks, Donzo.
Hi, to Buzz. It's the Judgment Zone. Jerk or justified?
Got it.
Hey, what's up, Steve?
I would have to say completely and utterly justified.
I hope you're not thinking about your mother-in-law when you came up with that verdict.
Actually, my mother-in-law, I never knew. My grandmother-in-law is the sweetest person and the most wonderful person in the world.
Nice.
However, my mother treated my wife like crap.
Ooh.
But on the other side of that, you could always kill them with kindness. But
see?
Then again, you're buying their love.
Yeah, that's fine.
In about a week, they'll go back to being nasty again.
Yeah, I mean, my mother was a good woman. She was a bit narcissistic, and for some reason, she just didn't get my wife. And of course, I was
her baby.
Yeah.
Well. No, but...
Okay, we won't go into it. The couple's therapy is in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah. All right, thanks for your vote. We got you registered, my friend.
Be safe, my friend. Take it easy.
And you guys are always welcome to call in for couples therapy.
Absolutely. Hi, to Buzz. Jerk or justified?
Hey, what they should do is they should make a donation her name to PFLAG.
What's that?
Parents and friends to lesbians and gays.
Oh, that's... Yes. In her name.
In her name.
Yeah, she's not accepting of them. She can make it in her name then.
Oh, that's a double smackdown. That's awesome.
Oh, my gosh. That's well thought out.
Thank you. Again, I would just...
Well, wait a minute. Where do I put the vote on that one? I can't put a tally.
It's justified to not give her the money. He's saying it's justifiable to give it to the organization.
I'll put in the tally under justified.
Okay. What do you say? 222-2899. What do you say?
On Facebook Live, Jay said, it's justified. I would give each one $2 and let them buy their own lottery ticket.
Let them buy their own. You teach a man to fish. That whole thing. Wow.
Oh, God. I'm shocked that the jury is leaning towards justified more than jerk.
Yeah. I mean, do you want to take one more? One more.
Jill Schlesinger.
Yeah. Well, I got Jill ready to go so she can tell us. Heard what's going on, right? This is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, who's on with us every Wednesday morning, 7:30-ish. So
where would you put your tally, Jill?
Well, first of all, I need some details.
Okay.
Because, by the way, I'm the only one of the three of us who is gay. Mm-hmm. So I want to be able to, make sure that I understand certain details.
Okay.
Are we to presume that from this description that the in-laws are actually not accepting of the relationship because they're gay? Or is it just, hey, you know, as my mother liked to say about my first girlfriend, I just didn't like her.
We all have that scenario.
Sandy, I got the impression that she said her family and parents love and accept her, but her partner's mom has not been very, she said.
But she didn't say why.
No,
yeah,
she doesn't
say
if she's just a mean woman or if she just doesn't approve of the relationship itself.
Right. Because if she's just nasty, it's tough. But if she's not supportive, I love the idea of saying, you know, not just give the money. If you want the money, you have to join PFLAG, Parents and Friends of Lesbians and Gays. Great organization. I know you have one, actually, that's in your area. Mm-hmm. And you have to march in gay pride and hold the flag.
Then you
so
get
you're
your
holding
check.
The money out like this and go, yes, come on,
exactly.
Come on, march.
Yes, you want to march, you want to be part of the cause, that's great. I generally think, though, I have to say that, you know, I think I told you guys that I had a client who was a lottery winner, that I think that actually not giving any money to anyone, at least for a year, makes a ton of sense.
Really?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Unless you have you really need to incorporate it. I hate to turn into myself right now, but you really have to have a plan.
Yeah.
And if you say it depends how much you win, right? If you win $100,000, that's awesome, but it's not life-changing money.
Right.
Yeah, that's so not we don't want people yet.
Right.
If you win $100 million and it's, you know, $30 million after taxes in a lump sum, then maybe. And maybe it's just, you know what? We're really worried about the way that we're going to manage money. Maybe we're just going to take some money every single year. And every year, we'll take a portion of whatever we receive, and that's going to be charity/family. But that's a decision to be made with a lot of consideration.
Well,
I really think it's important.
Then, given all the circumstances and your knowledge based on whether she's jerk or justified, which one would you say?
Justified.
Okay, that's it.
It's a verdict. So is it 790 coming up tonight and then 970 million on Friday?
Ridiculous numbers.
Oh, unbelievable.
Crazy.
All right, Jill Schlesinger is coming up next.
The case, the testimony, the verdict. It's the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings. 98.9 The Buzz.
Your jerk or justified verdict is brought to you by Zaya Proko, the official lawyers of the Judgment Zone. Weekday mornings on 98.9 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.